Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
In East London, somebody I don't really know just gave me something to help settle me down and to stop me from always thinking about you. And you know your life is heading in a questionable direction when you're up for days of strangers and you can't remember anything except the way you sound and when you told me you didn't know what I should do. It's a long road up to recover.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 519. I'm Amy Matheny, and wow, what a weekend. It finally feels like summer is here. Yay, Chicago, sunshine, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful week, and I am grateful for it. What a fun weekend and end of the week last week. I got to go to the About Face Theater annual Wonka Ball benefit, which is just such a fun party. I mean, there's nothing gayer than the Wonka Ball. And the theme this year was Circus Maximus, and we had the gorgeous Benjamin Sprunger as one of the co-chairs and ringmaster with the top hat and the red coat and the mustache and the whole nine yards. There were lion tamers and mermaids on swings and belly dancers and sword jugglers and fire tossers and eaters, and It was just a carnival circus fantasia. It was fantastic. And they're welcoming in a new artistic director and saying farewell to an outgoing artistic director. Lots of changes. There is just an excitement about Wonka Ball because it always seems to echo in the beginning of spring and summer, and it really feels like Pride is around the corner to me when About Face Theater has this annual benefit. So I had a great time. Many people dressed to the nines, tens, elevens. It's not so much about wearing the ball gowns and the tuxes as it is about really embodying and embracing the theme. And so many people, you couldn't even recognize who they were. So it was almost a bit Halloween-y meets cocktail party meets fabulosity. I don't know. But Architectural Artifacts was transformed. Dennis Reamer and his crew, I'm sure, worked hours and hours and hours creating this big top within Architectural Artifacts, and it was something to see. Something else to see is the wonderful Harris Theater for Music and Dance in Chicago, and they have so many wonderful things coming up. I bumped into Steve Abrams, who is the head of Harris Theater, and he told me that IML, International Mr. Leather, which is weeks away and is coming to town the weekend of Memorial Day weekend. It's also Bear Pride and Leather Pride weekend, and they have such a great May lined up. They have the IML finals happening there. They have the fantastic and filthy John Waters coming to town for his show. And then also the hilarious one-woman show brought to us by Pam Ann, who is our guest tonight. Pam Ann is coming. She is back in the United States. The fantastic, very, very, very funny incarnation, I guess we would say, of one zany woman has come, and Madonna has called Pam Ann cruelly funny. She is hilarious, and I am so excited to have Pam Ann on the show today and to catch up with her about her new show Cockpit, and if you don't know who she is, I can't even describe him, and except to say, well, she kind of describes it best. It's kind of like if the television show Mad Men merged with like an episode of, oh, I don't know. She says it best. Mad Men meets Airplane meets a gay drag show meets stand-up fantasticness, all wrapped in her little down under finger. It's amazing. And she's on a tour that's taking her to a lot of cities in the United States, and she will be at the Harris Theater for one night only. So let me tell you, do not miss this. I saw her last time she was in town, and I had the best time, laughed my tail off, so I am definitely going to be in the audience. Also, there is so much going on in the GLBT news, folks. It's happening around the world. We've seen France find marriage equality. What is it going to take for us in Illinois? What is it going to take for us in the United States as we head into this June month? We're barreling into it, guys. I mean, April is gone. We tip over into May this week. So I don't know. It feels like it's getting closer and closer. I kind of thought we would be celebrating some marriage all around in the U.S. Heading into June for Gay Pride. So I don't know, but it's happening in France. So bonne chance, United States. Let's see. Let's see if we can make it happen. But I'm so proud of our French brothers and sisters. Congratulations. And hopefully they will continue to motivate. And more happening in New England as one of the last states is very close of the New England states, very close to having marriage equality as well. Also, what's going on in the theater world? Lots of great shows. Wow, just there is some awesome theater being done in our city. It always amazes me every year how much and just how expansive it is. So lots of great shows coming up. Pam Ann on the show today. Stay with me. I hope you're listening to this somewhere sunny. Maybe you're just strolling down Lakeshore Drive listening to me with the sun beating down on your face and your hair and your tan biceps and legs. And oh, I'm getting turned on. So let's go to the news.
The Joffrey Ballet's Othello is electric, heartbreaking, and unforgettable, according to the Chicago Tribune. Witness the ambition and betrayal in this passionate and powerful contemporary dance theater that's choreographed by Chicago's very own Laura Lubavitch and set to a commanding score by Academy Award winner Elliot Goldenthal. Featuring breathtaking costumes, elaborate multimedia projections, and unparalleled dancing, this will be your last chance to see the Joffrey perform the critically acclaimed Othello at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University, now through May 5th. Tickets start at just $31. Call 800-982-2787 or visit joffrey.org.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News. Two men have pled guilty to federal hate crimes charges arising from the beating of a gay Atlanta man in 2012. In a beating caught on video, Christopher Kane and Dorian Moraine attacked Brandon White because of the victim's sexual orientation. Kane, Moraine, and Daryl Damari Williams all pleaded guilty last July to state charges resulting from the attack. However, it is the first case to be prosecuted in Georgia under the sexual orientation portion of the federal hate crimes law.
Rutgers University has reached a $475,000 settlement agreement with now former men's basketball coach Mike Rice. Rice was fired April 3rd after the coach was caught on video hitting, kicking, and taunting players with anti-gay slurs at practice. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is among those who have said Rice should have been fired for cause.
In Idaho, a proposed new ordinance designed to protect the LGBT community in Pocatello from discrimination in housing, accommodations, and employment was rejected on April 18th. The Pocatello City Council was deadlocked 3-3 when Mayor Brian Blatt cast the deciding vote. The outcome of Pocatello's vote stands in contrast to Idaho cities Boise, Moscow, and Sandpoint, which have all passed similar measures.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed a gay official to the second highest civilian position within the Air Force. Eric Fanning was confirmed as Air Force Undersecretary.
A gay man, Gary Schiff, is running for mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Schiff currently serves as the Ward 9 city councilman of the Minneapolis City Council. He was elected in 2001 and reelected in 2005 and 2009, the latter time with 60% of the vote.
Illinois Republican Chairman Pat Brady recently survived a move to immediately oust him as party chairman over his support for same-sex marriage. However, top state GOP leaders approved a succession strategy that could find him replaced within the next several weeks.
During an impassioned legislative debate over a measure to repeal Nevada's gay marriage ban, Senator Kelvin Atkinson, the Democrat from North Las Vegas, announced that he's gay. Atkinson told of his father's interracial remarriage that would have been banned earlier in U.S. history. Then the senator announced, "I'm black, I'm gay," adding, "I know this is the first time many of you have heard me say that I am a black gay male." The Nevada Senate voted 12-9 to begin the process of repealing the gay marriage ban from the state constitution.
Delaware's House approved a bill to establish legal marriage equality for the state's same-sex couples with a 23-18 vote. The bill will go to the state Senate for a vote before heading to the desk of the governor, who said he would sign such a bill into law.
State Rep. Ken Duncan, the Democrat from Chicago, leader of the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus, announced his support for the state's proposed same-sex marriage bill. The Religious Freedom and Marriage Fairness Act, SB-10, was approved in the Senate in February, and supporters in the House say that they are working to secure the 60 votes needed to pass it. Duncan said the measure could fail if the other 19 House lawmakers in his caucus don't support it. 10 members of the caucus are from the Senate.
The Idaho Transportation Department is now allowing transgender people to correct the gender marker on their license without showing proof that they have undergone surgery. The revision comes after concerns about two transgender Idahoans who tried to amend their licenses to list their accurate gender identity.
Philadelphia City Council passed a first-of-its-kind LGBT equality bill. The measure, which passed 14 votes to 3, would not only give a tax credit incentive to businesses that offered employee health plans that would include same-sex partners and children, but it would also include a substantial amount of benefits to the transgender community as well. The bill would revamp the city's health care plan to ban discrimination against non-union transgender city employees and would instate a transgender health tax credit that would allow companies to offer healthcare-specific needs to the transgender community.
Rhode Island moved toward becoming the 10th state in the nation and the last in New England to approve same-sex marriage after its state Senate voted 26-12 to approve a bill extending marriage rights. Though the House version of the bill passed by a vote of 51-19 in January, the state amended it, so it needs to go back to the House where it has solid support. Governor Lincoln Chafee, an independent, backs the measure.
In world news, France has become the 14th country to approve a law allowing same-sex marriage. The bill, which also legalizes adoption by gay and lesbian couples, passed 321 to 225 in the French Parliament as Socialist President François Hollande made the law his flagship social reform. He is expected to sign the bill. Also, President Hollande warned that those behind a rise in homophobic violence will be punished.
The North American Intrafraternity Conference, NIC, announced that Delta Lambda Phi Social Fraternity has joined the group as a member fraternity. Delta Lambda Phi's, or the DLP's, addition increases the total membership of the NIC to 75 fraternities. Also, DLP founded in 1986 is the first fraternity for gay, bisexual, and progressive men in the NIC. DLP currently has more than 500 members organized into 30 chapters and 4 colonies throughout U.S. and Canada.
Colombia's Senate rejected a marriage equality bill 51-17, defying a mandate by the nation's highest court to extend same-sex couples all the benefits of marriage. In 2011, the Constitutional Court of Colombia ruled that the nation's Congress, of which the Senate is part, must pass legislation within 2 years assuring that same-sex couples have the same rights and benefits as heterosexual married couples. Same-sex pairs can legally register their unions if Congress does not do so by June 20th.
In Brazil, the General Magistrate of Justice of Rio de Janeiro State published a legal ruling authorizing same-sex marriage in the state. Rio de Janeiro has now become the 11th state of Brazil to institute marriage equality.
And in entertainment news, Glee has been picked up for the next 2 seasons. Even if Glee's ratings continue to slip, the show has an off-network syndication deal with Oxygen, which makes a longer run attractive for Fox sibling 20th TV, the studio that produces Glee with Ryan Murphy TV.
Electronica duo Daft Punk is back with vengeance. The act's Get Lucky, the lead single off the band's first non-soundtrack album in 8 years, Random Access Memories, reached number 3 on the U.S. chart immediately after being released. And in addition, on the music streaming service Spotify, the song set a record, with the service saying it produced the biggest streaming day for a single track in the U.S. and U.K.
Dexter, Showtime's popular drama about a Miami Police Department blood spatter pattern analyst moonlighting as a serial killer, will end after the upcoming 8th season. Since debuting in 2006, Dexter, which stars Michael C. Hall, has been a steady rating success and has garnered honors such as a Peabody Award.
A musical based on Brett Easton Ellis's novel American Psycho will debut in London. The Headlong Theater Company will stage the world premiere, which features songs by Tony winner Duncan Sheik, at the Alameda Theater this winter. Rupert Gold will direct.
Just 2 months after showing off his 43-pound weight loss, Chaz Bono, 44, revealed that he has dropped another 17 pounds for a total of 60 and is still slowly losing. The transgender entertainer slash activist used the Freshology delivered meal plan to achieve his initial weight loss.
Actor Leonardo DiCaprio donated a total of $61,000 at the GLAAD Media Awards on April 20th. The star forked over $25,000 in the pledge drive conducted by Wilson Cruz before shelling out few for auction items, winning a photo of Marilyn Monroe and an African safari.
Cher is back. The 66-year-old has knocked out 9 new tracks for her 26th album. The CD's first single, Woman's World, is slated for release in June. Cher, who has had a number one hit in 4 of the last 5 decades, will bring real-life drama to Lifetime with a documentary about her mother, Dear Mom, Love Cher.
Glee star Darren Criss, who plays the gay character Blaine, is embarking on a 16-date tour across the U.S. and Canada. Criss has been working on a solo album while acting in TV shows and on Broadway. Stops on the tour include San Francisco, Nashville, Chicago, Toronto, and Boston. For more, see DarrenCriss.com.
New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said that the National Football League, or NFL, will step up its efforts to fight discrimination based on sexual orientation. The action comes after at least 3 college football players said they had been asked about their sexual orientation during NFL recruitment interviews earlier this year. The NFL will display posters in locker rooms that communicate the league's anti-discrimination rules, and all 32 teams in the league will undergo training, including the people involved in hiring and recruitment.
The American Repertory Theater's revival of The Glass Menagerie, starring openly lesbian Tony winner Cherry Jones and openly gay Zachary Quinto, will begin Broadway previews September 5th at a Schubert Theater to be announced. The Broadway production will play a limited 17-week run.
And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hey, this is Levi Kreis, and you are on the Windy City Queercast.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of April 29th, 2013, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
America's health and wellness guru, Jillian Michaels, comes to the Auditorium Theater one day only, Friday, May 10th at 8 o'clock, live on stage with her Maximize Your Life tour. No hype, no false promises, just results. For tickets to Jillian Michaels, visit auditoriumtheater.org. VIP tickets are available.
Charlie is 600 pounds, gay, and desperately trying to connect with his daughter. The Whale is a powerful new play written by Samuel Hunter, playing now to critical raves through May 5th at Victory Garden Theater. Go to victorygardens.org for tickets to The Whale.
The Tenors come to the Auditorium Theater Sunday, May 12th at 7 o'clock for a special Mother's Day performance of classical music and contemporary pop. From Elton John to Puccini to Bob Dylan, don't miss The Tenors in Chicago one night only. For tickets, visit auditoriumtheater.org.
The Pope of Trash is back. John Waters returns to the Harris Theater with This Filthy World on May 21st to attend the performance and meet John Waters at the exclusive post-show benefit reception. Visit harristheaterchicago.org.
Steppenwolf Theater presents Head of Passes, a world premiere from the creative team behind the celebrated hit The Brothers Sister Plays. Tickets are on sale now at steppenwolf.org. Head of Passes is playing now through June 9th.
Air hostess Pam Ann returns to the USA and her hilarious new one-woman show, Cockpit. One night only, May 24th at Harris Theater, mixing camp, humor, and glamour. Pam Ann has performances as well in New York, Miami, Dallas, and Los Angeles. For tickets to Pam Ann Cockpit, visit reactionshows.com. Buckle up, bitches. And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Hi there, this is Deb Pierce reminding you it's okay. Go ahead. You're not alone. Post a comment.
Houston, I want to tell you something. You're not like any man I've ever met. I know you're not shy.
You said if I went to this party, I'd like it. You said that all of these people were cool. So did you, so did I. Say hello, say goodbye, and go.
Pam Ann is back. She is coming to the U.S. to bring fabulousness back to flying. And thank God, right? For those of you who don't know, Pam Ann is the glamorously mod and hilariously biting air hostess with the mostess. And she has a new one-woman show, Cockpit, that will provide her panache and wit a nice forum to give her observations about life and life in the friendly skies. She is on an 11-city U.S. tour, and I am so grateful that she is making a stop again in Chicago. We are an international hub. On May 24th, one night only, at the Harris Theater for Music and Dance in Chicago. Hello, Pam Ann. How are you?
Oh, hello. How are you? I'm touching down in Chicago. I can't wait. I'm actually, I don't know where I am right now, but I'm up in the air somewhere.
Well, you have been up in the air and working in the airline industry a long time. Is it still fulfilling to you?
It is. And look, you know, there's been a lot of news about Virgin America and people like hooking up with buying people drinks from seat to seat. And I must say, you know, with all this hype over Virgin America trying to hook people up on board. I mean, we've been doing it for years. I have a dark room, and we don't seat our passengers. We have a paddle. We whack them into their seats. We have harnesses in economy and coach, and in first class we have slings, and our cabin crew fuck the passengers. They fuck them and take turns. So it's like Virgin, all of a sudden, there's this whole publicity about Virgin America and how people can hook up. It's like, you stole that from Pan Am Airlines, but we go further. We have happy endings.
It's more than the Mile High Club with Pam Ann. You know, with all of those wonderful accoutrements you were just discussing, you are touching down at the very start of IML weekend. I think that was good timing on your part. Are you a bit of a leather lady?
Well, look, personally, I mean, if I was a gay man, a lot of people think that I am a gay man anyway, but if I was a gay man, I would be a bear. And I think I would be a leather bear, and I'd be a hungry power bottom. And I would be at International Leather Week every week.
Well, it could be a different week every week in a different city, and then you could just fly there and really guide us and host us through these leather weekends. But IML is enormous. So folks, if you are listening to this, you have some time this month to get your airfare in order and get to Chicago, because it is one of the biggest weekends. So much fun. Bear Pride, IML, all happening this Memorial Day weekend. And Pam Ann at the Harris Theater kicking it off. So now, travel it's, you know, we talked a few years ago, travel has continued to change so much in the past decade. But what's better about travel today? Let's be a little optimistic. Is there something better about travel today?
Well, what's better about it is, I guess, I mean, recently there was a Jewish Orthodox man that bagged himself up in a bag because apparently they can't fly over cemeteries. And to me, like flying, and when I saw this Jewish Orthodox man bagging himself up in a plastic bag, I thought, well, that's a great idea for economy, for coach passengers. I should just bag them all up and just have them all bagged. And maybe they don't even need to board the plane. We can take them through the car, though, shoot them down. They come out on the baggage carousel, and their families, I was going to say drivers, but they wouldn't have them, but their family can pick them up in the bags.
Exactly.
I think, you know, for travel for me, I mean, there's always new ideas. There's always something in the news. So there's always something that, you know, inspires me. And that really inspired me. I thought, wow, he bagged himself up. It really seriously did. If you Google it online, you can see him. He's bagged up. And I love that. I love that. But there's always something new, and airlines are always trying to, you know, do something new.
Yeah. That's almost a bit of a could be a new fetish for airline travel, I think, bagging yourself up.
I'd also really like it if people liked it. I'd like to nail their hands to the armrest as well so they can't move.
They can't move. Now, I know you are a fashion-forward gal. Style and fashion used to be a big part of air travel, but how do we get that back, Pam?
Fashion and travel?
Yeah, I used to think that style and fashion was a big part of travel. People love to, like, dress up to get on an airplane. They love to have a nice, you know, cocktail. And it was a very big event to fly on a plane.
How
do we get that back? How do we get back and take away, like, the sweatpants and the T-shirts of travel?
And the flip-flops, being Australian, and the fucking flip-flops. All you hear is Australians through Australian airports all over the world. I mean, you can hear flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. There's Australians.
Yeah.
And they even take the flip-flop off and go into the toilet where they piss all over the floor and people going barefoot into the toilets. And I think that's okay. I just think it should be with the ticket. When you book a ticket, you have to come in. You know, there should be a dress code on the ticket.
Yep.
And I don't understand why people don't dress up, period. I mean, just period. Like, you know, you go out these days, like, well, you could have made an effort. What is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people aren't making an effort.
What if you got a better cocktail and a better seat on the flight if you just looked good and you looked cute? See, I think that might be a good trendsetter right there. Like, you got to sit in first class if we thought you were the 12 most fashionable people to get on board. Wouldn't have to be about money, but just that you've put some thought and effort into it. You know, you've thrown on a festive scarf. You've got a little accessories going on where you've tied it all together.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's lost on a lot of people just across the board. I must say where I am right now. I just have to tell you where I am.
Yes.
I'm in this, like, it's Soho House Bar and Club in New York. I just want to tell you, because I know a lot of listeners are probably going to tune in and say she's had a couple of cocktails.
Yes.
And I have. And there's these people walking in and out of this room that I've found at this club. And I must say, in New York City right now, it's so sunny and everyone's out. And we've had a couple of bottles of rosé. I just wanted to drop that in so you know where my frame of mind is. And all these people are, like, walking through where I've tried to find this, like, cave of silence so I can pretend that I'm somewhere I'm not and that I'm sober.
Well, we like that you're not sober. We just really like the information of who's got us in her very capable hands. You know, and obviously it didn't matter to Elton John. You've crewed a plane for him. What kind of chap is Elton?
He's like the fairy godmother of artists. Yeah. You know, every artist wants to. Well, I mean, when Elton John's around, he is like a fairy. It's like he's got wings. I mean, I've done a couple of gigs for Elton. And I mean, but it does get tiring because how many times do you want to hear Rocket Man,
yes,
really?
Yes.
You know, he just wants to play that on the ivory. But he's amazing. I mean, he and I have worked, you know, together on many songs. No, I'm joking.
Yes.
We've done a couple of flights together. And I mean, he's great.
Your sister Cher, you've toured with her. Now she has just the hot news story of the week is that her first new single on her new album is coming out in June, just in time for Pride, right after you're here. I mean, this woman is unstoppable, isn't she? I mean, if you had to compare an airline to Cher, which airline would she be?
American Airlines, I guess, because it's old, and she's old, and honestly, she said to me, can you turn back time? I said, well, I can take you to Australia, but that's only going to knock 10 hours off. But she's probably got a few bills to pay, because she's writing checks for a lot of her family, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, she's got to get that track out there, she's got to get that, it's like, God, she's supporting a lot of people, I mean... She's amazing. She's a very generous woman.
She sounds like she's amazing and generous. Tell me, how do you handle an unruly person on your flight, especially if it's an unruly celebrity aboard the aircraft?
Have you heard of gaffer tape? Do you call it gaffer tape here?
Yeah, we call it gaff tape. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's really sticky and it's really good across the mouth. So that's good. And then it's really sturdy, too, when you wrap it a few times around a person on a seat.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I don't do that. I like unruly passengers. I think they're more fun. I let them run riot, like kids on having Coke. And I mean Coke as in a drink.
Yes. But I know you know safety is important on an aircraft. Have you had a scary moment on a flight before?
Safety is a priority to the cabin crew. We don't really care about anyone else. we try and pretend that we care, but we really couldn't give a shit. So we're the first off the plane. And safety, really, I mean, when you really look at that safety demonstration, do you really think any of that is going to be achievable? I always think, is that achievable? No, it's not. I mean, you're going to be highly stressed. And if you're in an air crash, which you're like, say, you know, nosediving at 700 miles an hour, the seatbelt is not going to help you. Mm-hmm. And the life jacket, you will not be able to get on because you won't have any arms. Mm-hmm. Not giving you, I'm a realist. I mean, you know, that's why there's people really don't like it because they really know the truth of the day. The facts are that it's really not going to end up like the pretty pictures on the safety card.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not. It's not.
It's probably not.
The safety car's not going to be there because it's going to be melted into the seat.
Oh, God. Although I think I would like to remove my pantyhose and my contacts just so, you know, the aftermath is more attractive.
Well, your pantyhose will be... They'll be melted onto you.
That's what I mean. I think I have to remove those. Just for a good, a good clean burn.
A good clean burn, maybe. I don't think you have time for it, though.
So tell me, I know you. Each airline's a bit different, right? So, let me give. Why don't you give me a word that comes to mind for each of these airlines? And I may not know a ton, but you said American Airlines was old, so I will I will keep that. Virgin.
Sluts.
JetBlue.
Cheap.
Lufthansa.
German. And I mean German is in German. Slut your ass. German leather.
British Airways.
Horses.
What did you say?
Horses.
Yes, horses. All right. Southwest.
The roof comes off when you fly. Bags fly free.
And are you having a favorite airline these days besides Pam Ann?
I think my favorite airline has always been British Airways, not only because I, you know, I've worked for them, but they're a really great long carrier. The thing I like about British Airways is that they're consistent. I like consistency. You know, when you buy a ticket, you know that you're going to get what you get. It's not like some airline will sell you a first class seat or a business class seat, and then you board and it's an old 757 and the seats are actually an old business class that was probably an economy seat on Emirates.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yes, yes.
I like consistency on an airline, and I think British Airways overall are my favorite.
I think that's great, and you've been a spokesperson for them and in many of their ads and videos, and so...
And I'm not just saying it because of
no,
that.
No, I know, but you're backing it because you believe in it. That's what I mean. You've you've attached your name to it.
Well, I mean, I go to Australia, so, you know, when you're doing those long-haul, long-reach, 26-hour flights, you want a good airline. And their business class, I think... the configuration, the seat, everything about it is impeccable. And I love being kicked in the cunt by a horse when you're bored.
Right.
Love the horses.
Oh, what advice do you have, Pam, for people who think, wow, Pam Ann, you have a really exciting life, and I would like to be... an airline flight attendant. What are the qualities that make a good flight attendant?
Well, patience, I think, is one. I think hating children is a good one because then you can tolerate that. And I just don't think children should be allowed, period. Like, I just think people should stop it. Calm down. And I think people that are prone to meltdowns are really good for flight attendants. I think, like, highly strung, stressed out people are the best because it just makes flying such a much more interesting place to be. Stephen Slater and I are best friends. We seriously are. We have speed dial with each other and, you know, she's a fucking fantastic hot mess of fun.
who are the people that you look up to? Who are the women or men that you look up to, Pam Ann? Your idols, so to speak.
In my idols.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd have to say Stephen Slater would be up there with probably Richard Branson. Mm-hmm. Because Richard Branson wants to go to space and it's highly delusional but a great marketing money making venture.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama, I mean, I love Obama.
Yeah. Have you offered to crew Air Force One for him
or
Air Force Two or Michelle's flight?
Seriously, I mean, I'm right. I love black. You know, once you go black, you don't go back for a reason. And you know that reason? I don't know if I can say this on your airwaves, but once you get fucked by black in the ass, your asshole's so stretched. So you can't be white anymore. I know you've gone silent. And my asshole is like a hippo's yawn. So once you go black, you don't go back. So I am so up in that shit on Air Force One.
Yeah. You're offering your services for free is what you're saying while you're here on your U.S. tour.
Oh, totally. Chicago.
Yeah. So I'm scared to ask, but is there a gayest flight of your life?
The gayest? I'd say that would be Elton John's flight would probably be one of the gayest. But yeah. I did actually do a chartered flight for Jet Pride. JetBlue did a flight from San Francisco to Long Beach for Pride, mm-hmm. to Long Beach Pride. So that was quite gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of gays running around airport terminals worried about whether the security would pick up the cocaine on their computers that they've been doing lines of coke on the night before. And the reason I say that is because I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah.
Not that I was doing it, but I witnessed it. Of course I was doing it. People know that.
It's amazing, but I guess that possibly your experience with that has helped you be as... prolific as you are, if that's the right word, or you just have continued to put out material. Your concert DVDs, Come Fly With Me and Pam Ann Nonstop Live from New York City. Folks can pick up on Amazon.com. You have a travel app now that's available on iTunes. You're working on a feature film, Pam Ann the Movie.
Yeah.
Where is their time? And tell us a little bit about the movie that you're working on.
What's the movie I'm working on?
Yeah, I mean, tell me about working on Pam Ann the movie. Is it going to be an original piece or is it a documentary of your life?
No. It's an original screenplay. It's Pam Ann's, it's basically probably a week in the life of Pam Ann, but in a sitcom sort of screenplay scenario. So I'd say it's like Austin Powers meets The Hangover / airport disaster movies from the 70s meet Jackie Brown.
I love it. Where has that movie been? I'm so glad you're bringing that out.
It's coming, and it's all going to be in the Mad Men style 70s, 60s. And the opening sequence starts with the camera, which is a close-up of the Customs and Immigration badge from Homeland Security. And as it pans out, you're going to see lots of miniatures and Pam being fucked on this round bed in a hotel by a Puerto Rican and a black man. And then it's like they are the Customs and Immigration. And then you get to beep from the message machine. Your car is waiting. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, that's where the disco starts to kick in. And she gets in the car and she's on her way to JFK. And then the adventures start, which is, it's not going to be really, it's going to be a lot of a mishmash of a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really going to be really a threaded sort of sitcom. I want to do something different and maybe some airline advertisement in the middle of it. Then there's some spacey videos. And, of course, there's going to be, like, Arabic pilots. And I'm giving away everything. I mean, it's kind of cliche, maybe a bit done before, but not not the paramount way.
Not the Pam Ann way. God bless that Leslie Nielsen is no longer with us so he could have a guest appearance on your film.
He wouldn't be guest. If I could get him, he would be like featured star.
He would be featured star. Okay, well, I don't think it's going to happen, but it, maybe. Mm. Who knows? I wouldn't put it past
We'll find him. Another one. I'll find another one.
So the cockpit is a very important part of the plane. How thematically focused are you on the cockpit in this upcoming show?
I guess not really. I mean, I thought it was a great title because it would get the, I don't know, I just thought, oh, cockpit's a great name for a show. I never really, ever really incorporate the title of my shows into what I'm doing because I'm kind of on organic. Mm. So whatever's going on at the moment and whatever I'm doing, I kind of just, I'm on the fly, you know?
Yep, I know. So, I love it.
So maybe the cockpit comes in. If some news comes in about someone getting into a cockpit, then sure.
Yep.
But it's not going to be tailored around that. It'll be very what's hot right now. And I have some great new videos. I put Pam Ann in the ABC Pan Am. So hard to say Pam Ann, Pan Am. That's how my name came about because it's like so many people drunk called me Pan Am and it turned into Pam Ann.
Mm-hmm.
But Pan Am, the ABC series, I've put myself into that show and we opened the whole show with that. And I have a new movie channel video. It's very topical. I think from the last time I was there, people are going to see a real change in the show. It's a faster, it's more aggressive. I'm lost weight. I'm not big fatty boomba anymore.
Oh.
So I've got more stamina and I look better. So if anything, they can look at the color and the movement and the great costumes.
Yes. I hope you haven't lost any of your fabulous cleavage, though, Pam. We don't want any of that.
No, that went. Fucking went. I can't believe it. I lost it.
Oh, no. Well, that's a little sad, but I hear that the new fashion and the new look is fantastic, and you must see Pam Ann at the Harris Theater. When she was here last time, and I had the wonderful opportunity to interview her before her last appearance, and I came to the show and my friends and I, we laughed our tails off, and it's a wonderful cross section of all kinds of people, but you will definitely see a heavy influence of GLBT and also people in the airline industry there. And Harris Theater is such a wonderful venue and a great way to kick off IML weekend. If you happen to be in town for this, her ad will be featured in the IML guide, the official guide that you can download or that will be out for International Mr. Leather. Also, we'll have all of her information linked in our show notes. You want to go to reactionshows.com for tickets. If you want tickets in Chicago, you can also visit and get information at harristheaterchicago.org. She is here in Chicago one night only. That's May 24th at 8 o'clock for her show Cockpit. But the Cockpit tour is beginning very soon here in Palm Desert, then Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas. Then she'll pop in here, head to Seattle, one of my favorite cities, Miami, and then a good long stay, a handful of shows at Joe's Pub in New York City. So wherever you're listening from, hopefully you can get to one of those cities and see Pam Ann, because it's a rare thing for her to be stateside with us here in the U.S. Pam, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you May 24th. I'll be there with a bunch of my favorite gays. And I hope you're flying safely and with lots of flair until we see you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I've had an absolute ball.
You always do. And she has absolute balls, so come and check them out. Well, not absolute balls. We don't want to perpetuate the myth. She is a woman-born woman. She just happens to be so fabulous that the gay community wants to claim her. All right, everyone. I hope you have a great week. That's our show. And don't miss Pam Ann at the Harris
Theater, May 24th.
See
you in Chicago.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.